Renewing the mind is a repetitive process. To maintain a productive mindset that is fixed and focused on the value of truth, we must purify and cleanse our thinking from all impurities. Every victory won in the mind wars we fight must be sustained by daily subscribing to the truth we have learned or discovered. A renewed mind is refreshed and released from negative attachments that impede our ability to move forward. Join the Apostle now for this exercise in mind fitness. Renewing the mind.
Renewing the mind is a repetitive process. To maintain a productive mindset that is fixed and focused on the value of truth, we must purify and cleanse our thinking from all impurities. Every victory won in the warfare of our mind must be sustained by subscribing to the truth discovered during the conflict. Changes in our mindset impact the level of fitness we attain. Renewal and refreshing require letting go of negative attachments and releasing negative thoughts that affect our spiritual countenance. Every day, we must scrape away unwanted, valueless attachments that are subtly threatening our confidence in the truth. Romans 12:1. I beseech thee, begging the brethren, begging believers to submit to God. He made this appeal, relying upon the mercies of God to inspire the brethren to present their bodies, their whole life, as a living sacrifice to God. A living sacrifice requires constant, ongoing restraint. Restraint preserves all that is holy and acceptable to God. And the apostle distinguishes this as the reasonable service of a believer. The text implies a connection to military submission to a higher-ranking official. The passage continues with instructions for those who submit to a life of surrender. Not conforming to the influences of the world provides the most evidence of commitment and allegiance to God. Romans 12:2, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, beneficial and acceptable, agreeable and perfect, complete will of God.